tropical storm Nalgae made landfall in the Philippines late Friday evening. But 24 hours later, it wasn't quite done yet. By Sunday morning, nearly the entire archipelago was submerged in flood water. Eduardo Ballesteros says he wasn't able to get any sleep.
It's the first time this has happened to us. We've been wet since last night. We can't change because all our clothes are wet, and some were even swept away. We've lost so much, even our chickens died.
Lisa Flores, one of Eduardo's neighbors, says she feared for her life and her children.
My two little daughters were home. What if they drowned and our house collapsed? We would have been buried alive.
Fortunately, while floodwaters continued to rise in other areas, they were slowly receding in their neighborhood.
I want to give you a sense of how high flood waters rose here. Right now, it's ankle deep, but look at this dark pink streak over the light pink paint of the gate. This was how high the flood waters were.
Thousands of Filipinos are still in temporary shelters. Social workers here say it may take a few days before evacuees can return to their homes. Social Welfare Secretary Erwin Tulfo assures victims that the government is ready to provide the necessary aid.
Help is on its way. If it doesn't arrive today, it will arrive tomorrow morning. That's the latest you can expect it, no matter where you are.
Thank you.
For now, some Filipinos are going around and donating food packs. An act of kindness, victims say, is unexpected but a welcome gesture. Their faith in humanity restored during one of the most trying times. Barnaby Lo, Al Jazeera, Imus City, the Philippines.